Hello and welcome to the Clydesdale Chronicle, where we focus on preserving the stories of the past, addressing the issues of today, and generating ideas for the future. Enjoy. We're welcome back to the Clydesdale Chronicle. We're sitting down with somebody that's been a huge promotion for the Clydesdale horse and someone that would pretty much gives up all of her time and talent to help the exhibitors out and feel special. And for all those that aren't at the shows, makes them feel like they were at the show. So today we're joined with Michelle Martin Randolph and her husband, Bruce. And usually you'd probably reverse that and announce Bruce first, but Michelle's kind of our focus today. But we do want to get Bruce's perspective of how it's all gone. But how did this start, Michelle? I mean, you probably
are stopped lurking, you know, seeing these horses. And I went to work and I was telling people about it. And they're like, well, go talk to the people. They're really nice. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going up there. And so we would park at the edge. And one day I didn't realize they were having their driveway done. And I'm taking pictures, you know, hanging over the fence. And this lady comes up to me and I'm trying to run because she's like, hey, you want to see what I got in the barn? And I'm like, I've gotten caught now. What do I do? You know, but we go in there and she had a black Clyde in there and she lets it out in the pasture. And I'm like, I fell in love. So she was best friends with Linda Harmon Dodge.
Okay.
And so she showed the pictures to Linda. Now, mind you, I'd just taken pictures. I had no idea how to set a horse up or anything.
You're taking with your very first real camera.
Yeah, yeah.
At the amateur level. Yeah.
And so she shows Linda. So Linda has me come over. So I take pictures, and she's actually with her Mark horse. We're standing him up, and she's showing me what to do. And then she shows him to Kathy Bain. And Kathy's like, do you need to shoot the sale? Well, the sale wasn't there yet, so we had gone actually over to Gordyville, and I knew nothing about a sale, and they were taking a couple horses, and I see Ken Seams over there, and I'm like, oh, that's really cool, you know, seeing what he's doing, and I'm thinking, that's really cool, and then comes the end of the sale, and the horses leave with somebody else, and I'm like bawling because the concept never entered in my head that they were going to sell the horses, even though it was a horse sale. And it ironically, I never looked at those pictures until about 2 years ago.
No shit.
Yeah.
What made you go back and look at it?
I was sorting through these discs, and okay. I'm like, oh, what's on here, you know? And so anyway, I came up to the sale the first time, and of course, I didn't do any of the back scenes. I just did the lots, you know, and I was not, I wouldn't talk to anybody. I mean, I just came out and did the lots. That's all I did. And
so just taking the pictures after they went through the sale.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So that you. OK.
Yeah. That's all I did. I wasn't about to walk or anywhere because I didn't know anybody. And so then we were on vacation and Keith Mann calls me and asks me if I would shoot the national show. And I'm like, show? What's a horse show? They never even knew they had horse shows.
He had to feel so.
Yeah. Yeah, but we had come to Illinois like 3 times for the fair every year. I never saw the horses, so I didn't know there were horse shows. And
did you tell him you didn't know what a horse show was? Was he feeling like maybe I shouldn't have called this lady?
I told him. I said, "What is a horse show?" I didn't know anything. Well, he had faith I could do it, I guess. Okay. So anyway, I call Linda and I'm like, "Whoa, what am I gonna do?" So she gets her cart horse out. And so I start practicing on the cart horse.
At her house, yeah.
Yeah, at her house. And then, of course, then I go to Wisconsin, shoot the show. On day 3, somebody says, Michelle, you know you're supposed to dress up in the arena? And I'm like, no, I did not. Nobody told me that. I'm there in shorts and a tank top.
Yeah.
I had no clue.
What year was this again?
That would have been, I think, 20... Either 9 or 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think 2012 was the last time the national was in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And so then I just started doing more and more. And I think I'm probably the first one who started doing the candids. Nobody did candids.
No.
No.
But actually, Kale was the one that got me started on that, I think.
It was at Oklahoma, I think.
Yeah. Because Kale says, I'm sitting there because I was hovering around Kale and Kelly was there.
Well, this, our initial meeting was a little.
Oh, you're going to go
different.
Well, you're going to go there.
Well, you just brought me into it. So you shot Wisconsin and then you went on to shoot Belvedere, correct?
Yeah.
Right after.
Yeah.
So I was driving at Wisconsin and wore a cream suit.
Oh, I remember that. You drove for the Sparky horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I drove and then I go to Belvedere and someone must have told Michelle that, oh, there's Kale. So Michelle comes over and says, oh, you're that freak.
I did not say that.
That was our...
That's kind of what we were thinking when we saw the suit that he was so proud of. We're all like, what?
It was just a cream suit.
I don't know. We were all like white and a horse. What were you doing?
White. But you look like an old man. And that's what I thought.
There's a hat, too, that went with it.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking there's this old man. And I thought... We just were Facebook friends.
See, this spun in not my good direction.
I know, but I'm thinking, we need to find that picture.
Yeah.
And it needs to resurface.
For the show notes, yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
I know. Show notes. I know where it's at.
Do you still have that suit?
I think I do, actually.
Yeah, but it won't fit him now.
He's had unlike the earlier conversation, he needs it taken in.
Yeah. But yeah.
So then that was within the following years, you got to shoot... Was it the Classic Series?
Yeah, the Classic Series.
Down in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And you were down there, and you were so nervous.
I was scared to death.
We invited you over for a meal, and we started talking, and I was warming up to the person that called me a creep. And then I said, just go around and take pictures of people. You'll start getting to know them. And I said, once you post this on social media, people are just going to know you. And I said, it's going to be great, but... Literally to this day, if I'm not at a show, I can look at your candidates if you're shooting the show and you feel like you're there. You didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
Because you catch all the stuff, even with people don't even know you're there and catching it.
Right.
Which is the coolest
because then you're getting funnest,
it's all authentic.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It is neat.
Yeah.
No, but some of the coolest shots are even the ones that you didn't know were taken. Like there's one in the finals where like Addie and Talon are walking horses. It was a Shipshewana. Mm-hmm. It was so foggy out, but there's gross stuff. I'm glad there was fog, but it turned out to be some of the most beautiful pictures.
Yeah. Well, they're not posed.
Yeah. I think that's what makes them so nice.
They're not posed. And because I don't know about you guys, but a lot of people, when you tell them to smile, they've got this creepy smile.
A fake smile.
Yeah, a fake smile. Yeah. And so when you catch them, like, or you talk to them and you get them laughing, that's when you want the pictures.
Yeah.
Not when they've got the fakeness going.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to do. And it's funny, I was talking to Chris from Budweiser yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was telling him how when I used to walk around, you know, I was shy and stuff, and he's like, I can't see that.
Yeah.
But
how many people can now that they know?
Yeah. But I am. You know, when you get me in an environment of somebody I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I still all of a sudden I'm
clam up.
Go back to that again.
Yep.
You know, so but then other times my mouth gets the worst of me and I need tape over it.
Every day is filter free Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much so. Pretty much so.
We're a lot the same. You never go through a day and think, God, I wish I would have said that. You go through a day and you might like me and think, yeah, maybe I should.
Yeah.
But it already came out.
I worked in my previous life, I worked in a printing company. And my boss told me one time, he says, Michelle, you're like a printer. It comes in and just spits right out.
Yeah.
That's true.
But I like those kinds of people because you always know where you stand.
Yeah.
It's never a guessing game of where you stand.
Yeah. But. Yeah. Because mine comes out long before I even think of it.
Yeah.
You know?
So let's bring Bruce into this. Where did you guys meet?
These are the best stories.
We worked together at a nuclear power plant.
Okay.
That sounds dangerous.
We worked security, and we were stuck in the same building, same area for about 8 hours one day.
The day I left my first husband, he was stuck with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like how you both say stuck.
Yeah, it was.
Like
it
there was no other option.
No, there wasn't.
Okay.
You had to stay there. So he had to listen to me that whole time.
And that was it, huh? You just knew that after
No, that was not
it. Oh.
No.
We actually didn't like...
No, that was not it.
She still thinks I listened to her.
So is this before you were a cop or after?
Before.
Before, okay.
About 3 years before.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years.
Okay, so how long have you guys been married?
Almost 38 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it'll be 38 years May 4th.
a couple of weeks.
Crap.
Yeah.
Congratulations, yeah. Really. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't divorce before that.
Yeah. It's too late now.
Yeah. You never know.
Not going to do it now.
No. I feel like you have no surprises left in you. Like, if you have no filter, he knows it all.
Oh, he does. Yeah. He does. Well, you know what, though? I handed him my camera because I saw Ross Hansberger.
Yeah.
And I went to hug on him. Well, I can't remember who was standing by him. And I'm like, you know, let me take a picture. And you guys, they're like, no, you know. And so I go up to Ross and I put my arm around him, put my leg over him, you know, do all this stuff. Yeah. I look at the picture and Bruce crops out the leg.
He's getting that close shot.
It's point and shoot.
So did you have any background with anything, equine, agriculture, nothing?
No.
No?
But you know what?
But I've always had a way with horses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because whenever, when she first started, she'd take pictures and the horses would turn around.
Yeah.
Give her the tail. So I'd have to talk to them and get them turned around so she could get their front.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I worked at Martin's, if I couldn't catch a horse, I would call him. And because he's like the horse whisperer. I mean, he can get them to come because he's... Yeah. Calm,
yep. Quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that you respond to that. How long, since you bring up Martin's, how long were you guys down there for?
6 months.
Okay. Did you, that was a kind of a retirement job for you?
It wasn't supposed to be a job for him.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't. To be a job. Okay. It was supposed to be down, help out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turned into.
Yeah. Did you appreciate the time with the horses, though?
He didn't. He was a groundskeeper more.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
So you got to mow lawn.
Yeah.
Mow lawn, brush hog. Yeah.
But I spent some time with the horses.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I'd call him, you know, like when we were having a baby or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, that's cool. I know you still have a connection down there. You did with the one mare and
Mary.
I think with your mom.
Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
So did you grow up with any sort of background with agriculture
Nothing.
Or horses either?
Nothing. I kid you not. I had never touched. I take that back. We'd done a trail ride on one of the vacations we'd done, but I had never touched a draft horse until I was 45. I'd ridden a horse probably two or three times.
Yeah.
You know, nothing. And I don't know what it was, but, and to this day, you know, I've had other people call me and say, hey, you want to take pictures of such and such? And I'm like, no. I have no desire for any other horses than the draft horse. You know, I love the gypsies. I love the hare. Mm-hmm. Anything with that. But no, I had no other.
Wow.
No, nothing.
It just happened to be that you were taking pictures in that pasture and it just all crippled up.
I made a connection and, you know, who would have guessed?
Yeah.
And you got lucky that she showed you the barn and not called the cops, is what
I know. I know. I know.
She wouldn't be sitting here now.
Yeah. But then if they called the cops, then would Bruce come and answer? Come get
He'd be like, oh my God, my wife.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite show? Like just to go to, and what's your favorite show to shoot? Like, is there a ring that you like the best?
Well, I love doing the feathered show. I love the feathered show because it's just, I love all the collides together.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I love doing this.
That's kind of where you started that with just the collides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, okay, I'll just go ahead and talk about the elephant. Everybody thinks I love Freeman so much.
Well,
but we all do. Yeah, we all know it.
Yeah.
But, I've heard you describe some points about he and his brothers. So.
But it's, you know, the collides.
Yeah.
The collides. You know, I will always, when I walk into a barn, I always, the collides.
Yeah.
You know, I love the Belgians and I love the Percherons, but it's the collides.
That's where you got your start.
Yeah.
That's just home.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And I think that's one of the, like with a feathered show, when we started that out, it was kind of, we all said it was like coming home because we were all there and stuff.
Yeah.
And,
well, and that first feather show was like, that was a homegrown.
Oh,
we need something of our own. And I went to the first one and it's good, but none of them have been as good as the first one.
Yeah.
The first one was just phenomenal.
Wasn't it right after COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was exactly what we needed.
I think it was right after COVID. It was very family. It was all Clyde exhibitors. It was started by some of our own friends.
Yeah.
So you're just, I don't know. It was home.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it definitely was.
Yeah, I wasn't there, but everyone said the same thing. Like, the camaraderie at that show was just incredible, and it was just comfy and fun and lighthearted. And we need to get back to more of that. And
you
do
see
now some of these standalone shows that aren't with a state fair. They do have more of that feeling where it's you're not dealing with as much of the general public all day.
Right.
And the schedule's worked out so you actually have time to socialize again.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the schedule piece is you're running into your own schedule. You're not like at Wisconsin where it's like, oh, we're competing with the cows or we got to wait until we can get into the arena. And now they're behind, so now we're behind. Mm-hmm. It's no, we had the whole facility. And I think it was also because we were all in that one area of the facility. Yeah. We didn't have that extra spot, so everybody was together.
Under the same roof.
And the meals at night, like it just...
Yeah.
The first one was the most special.
Yeah.
It's still great, but it's not the same as the first one.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the world show.
Some of that's the competition, though.
Yeah.
The first year was kind of like a trial year.
Yeah.
And then everyone is like, holy shit, we got to go compete there because it's one of the biggest shows. Yeah. And then the full spectacular move there, it's $100,000. The competition gets a little steeper. And then not everyone is, you're more competitive and not let's just hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
But I think it's so funny that we all try to be so competitive for a $7 ribbon, and $50 in a halter class. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't pay for a gallon of gas, but
Now you're one to talk because I've seen you in the ring, picking the hair.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I was talking to somebody last night and I was talking about how anal you are. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
That's the only word that describes you.
I know it is. And it's like you never stop.
No.
The whole time he's in the show ring, you never stop. And that's like that year in Georgia when we had that judge that we hated.
Yeah.
And I called you, or I think I messaged you, and I said, get out here and show this guy how it's done.
Yeah.
Because he's one that will. And he just, but you're competing, like you said. For
I know, but I take things way too serious sometimes. Yeah. And I'm very competitive, and I have the desire to win, and I think that's okay.
Yeah.
But I have to, at the end of the day, I need to realize that, it's for a $6 ribbon, just chill out a little bit.
But, that's also one of the things that I love so much about the world, not necessarily just Clyde world, but the world, the horse world, is, like, how many times have you been to a show and you forgot something broke or whatever, and you go over to the next aisle over, it doesn't matter what they are, Belgians, Persians, Clydes, and you need something, and you go get that over there. How many times do people, I can walk up and down the aisles now, and hey
you
Michelle,
want food, you need something to drink.
And that's what I love about it. Or Victoria, hey, you want your eyes fixed? I'll take you to Boston and get your eyes fixed,
How freaking cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was probably, I was going to ask you later on, was the best moment within your experience with the Clydesdale horses? And that's got to be it.
Yeah.
She gave you your vision back.
Well, I was done.
Yeah.
I had announced my retirement.
Yeah.
I said, after this year, I'm done.
And Bruce is probably thinking, okay, now we can golf and go on some trips. Perfect.
Pull the bike
back out. Yeah. Be home all the time.
Yeah.
He's starting to sound like my dad.
He's like, no, I want her to go. Yeah. But, it's funny. It's at the Feathered Show that she saw me. I was going across the arena, and my problem was I was seen double.
Yeah.
So I tripped over a non-existent something on the ground. And she turned to somebody, and she says, I'm going to get her eyes fixed.
Yeah.
And she called me over. And, when she said, I want to take you to Boston to get your eyes fixed. I don't know about you guys, but I don't like charity.
No.
No.
But I had already gone through a couple of different doctors down there. I was done. I'd given up.
Yeah, no one said they could fix you.
Yeah. And so I thought, okay.
Let's try it. What do you got to lose?
Yeah. And I'll never forget, when they looked at me and Lisa was waiting for me out there because Lisa was afraid. She went because she was afraid I wouldn't go because she knows me.
Yeah.
And it was COVID, so I had a mask on. And I come flying out of that room just bawling. And I said, I'm fixable. Well, they had heard me. And this is how much pull Victoria has down there. They're all waiting for us down there in the kitchen or the dining room. And it's all these very important people already down there. Well, they'd already messaged down to them and said, she just went in and screamed, "She's fixable." So when we got down there, all excited to tell him, they're like, "You're fixable." They already knew.
They already knew.
Yeah. But, oh, man.
So how long after when you found out that you could get fixed did it happen?
I think the next month. Okay. We drove out there.
Yeah.
And we were, we drove out there and then went up. And I had no idea she was going to show up.
Yeah.
Because she had just had knee surgery.
Yep.
And she's sitting there and she actually, I turned around and there she is. So she came up, which is good because we had our dog and he just kind of had to drop me off.
Yeah.
And so she came up with me through the surgery.
Oh, cool.
And then it was funny because, you know, I'm got a patch over my eye.
Yeah.
So we go, we stay, and the next day I come back and they've taken the patch off. And I'm reading all these license plates that I couldn't see before.
Oh, my gosh.
And
so it was like,
yeah,
it was starting to get better.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, he's like, after a while, he's like, "I know. I can see him, too. I know." But I was just so excited that I could see again, you know?
Yeah.
What a cool gift to be able to help somebody.
Yeah.
Like, that's
Well, that's especially a photographer.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, just somebody that, a photographer of her horses that she met and thought, I can help this one. I can use my resources and I can help her.
Yeah.
But that's what's so cool about this industry.
Yeah.
It's like it's a family.
It's a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see somebody, like, I don't see you, but a couple times a year, and we just pick up and cut up and joke around. And I'll flick you off, and you always get, even today, it wasn't even going to flick you off. And I'm like, just do it. Just do it.
Yeah. Just get it over with. Yeah. But to me, that's a feeling of love, you know?
It is. I don't flick people off, well, unless I'm driving, that I don't really like. But when I'm in person, it's only people I enjoy.
Yeah. Well, but, and especially with a big smile on your face, that's kind of a giveaway.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, it's kind of like, I know that, like, if I'm driving across country and I need something, I can call you.
You know? I know this person that, you know, if we stall out here, I know this person, they're only 20 minutes away from here. And I know this person here. It is neat. Yeah. I've said the same thing.
Yeah. Because especially in today's world, it's kind of a nice to have that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I just talked to, you know, between, okay, I've got the Feathered Show, and then I've got LaPorte, and then I've got a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Ross earlier, I said, "Hey, I might be coming up to your house to stay for a couple days." Talked to Mike Loveland the other day. "Hey, I might be coming up to your house to stay for a couple days." Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
And they'd call gladly. Yeah, come on up.
Yep. Well, they also know, and it's kind of what I do to give back. They know that if I'm coming with my camera.
Yep.
So anything I take, you know, is theirs.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way I'm going to charge them for anything.
No.
Not that I charge them for anything anyway.
No.
But
I've even actually heard photographers bitch about you because Michelle takes all these pictures and she posts them up on social media and people can just use them and it doesn't bother her.
Yeah.
And other photographers get mad because they don't do that. And their clients say, "Well, she does it for, you know, she puts them on social media," and they don't do it. And I said, I've had a friend that told me that a photographer was whining about you. And I said, it's her business.
Yeah.
She can do whatever the hell she wants
to.
And if the other guy's got a problem with it, then he can change his business or shut the hell up.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I learned a long time ago, in the draft horse world, you're not going to get rich in photography.
No, a lot of people won't pay a picture.
No. And so I might as well do it the way I enjoy it and the way everybody else enjoys it.
Yeah.
You know, but also I've got people who will, at the end of the year, they buy a whole disc of everything I've shot.
Yep.
You know,
it's the easier way to do it. Just say, pull all of our stuff in one disc.
Yeah. And, you know,
it's a pain for you.
Yeah, it is kind of a pain.
Yeah.
But I'm retired. What else am I going to do? You know,
golf.
Yeah. No, I don't golf with him. No, no.
Is he a competitive golfer?
No.
Oh,
dear God. No.
Jesus. Far from it.
No.
Here I was thinking, like, you know, he comes with you to horse sales and stuff. I thought, well, he, you know, shit, maybe you go golfing with him or.
He doesn't want me to.
Oh, well, I guess I can see that.
Yeah. Did you see that look?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, yeah. No.
And my dad says he'll never retire because I need to have to spend more time with my mom.
Yeah. Well, that's why you do your separate
things.
Both
have your own hobbies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I couldn't stay down there all the time. Granted, sleeping in, or hanging out in the pool, riding my bike, sometimes you think, well, that'd be kind of nice. But then after a while, you get bored and I get antsy for a horse show or something.
When we have 10 inches of snow on the ground, you're posting a sunny picture. Texas.
You're not wanting to be with us.
It kind of feels like, God, she's got a good shit.
Yeah. Or when I'm gone for a month, we're not even going to.
Yeah.
That's too long. That was too long.
Yeah.
Way too long.
Yeah, well, you've cut it back maybe just a touch for a minute, but now it seems like you're going to be kind of back on it because you're with Photography for the World Show, are you not?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm going to be gone from the end of August till the end of October, completely, 2 months. He's going to come up, and he's going to help with the World Show.
Okay.
And then we're going to go on up to do the Canada thing.
You're doing Triple Crown?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, we'll see. A couple of shows, like the Grand Junction show, got canceled.
Yep.
So I'm kind of just, I've got like a month free. So it's not like I don't really put myself out there to.
No, but people like you.
Yeah.
And like even when we did the Live Free show, we had shoot that show.
That was
and
so
it was
fun.
More because it was COVID time, and we thought here's a person that's going to take all these candids. And for the people that aren't showing up, we couldn't really have a crowd at Georgia. Couldn't promote it for people to come.
Right.
But we wanted to have a show for everyone that had their horses ready after Florida.
Yeah.
But it was a way that everyone could feel like. Between the live stream and your pictures, they felt like they were at the show.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, and just like I've had people say, and I'm not trying to cut anybody down, but like the shows out in Colorado, nothing came out.
Yeah.
No pic. You don't know what's going on. And then I think the first half day, I had more pictures out of Florida than was shown in Colorado.
Yeah, and that's huge.
You know. Like going back to where people don't like that. Some of the people don't like it. You know what? I don't care.
But that's promoting the breed.
Exactly.
It's promoting the show to this huge scale. Because you do have a large social media following.
Yeah.
Most than anybody in the industry, really. But that's promoting the show. And it people look at it like, as a photographer, like, oh, that's, you know, now people are going to, you know, expect mine to be cheaper. No, that's her business.
Yeah.
But like when I had you tried to get you in there for the national, the show, and you did that, like it was incredible. I didn't go to the national show, but you had candids of everything going into the ring. You were taking all American pictures for people. Like it was just, you felt like you were there.
Yeah.
And that's a huge, for anyone doing a show, that's like you're not charging the value you're bringing in for that.
Yeah.
Which is incredible for anyone running a show or wants to promote a new show. Like that's where it's at.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, again, I'm all about promoting the breed and the shows because without the shows, we're nothing.
No.
So somebody has got to do it.
Yeah.
And that's like, and you know for a fact, I mean, I'd hate to even think the amount of people that have access to my website.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like somebody does a show here. You want to promote anything? Here's my website. Yeah. Feel free.
Yeah.
Because, again, if we don't have the shows, we're not going to have anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm all about promoting.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's evident.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I don't know. I just, that's when I started really enjoying what I'm doing when I started doing that.
I feel like they're mad because you changed the business model.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, like, I did.
Yeah, you came, you took pictures. That's what every other photographer did. You kind of branched into this whole new, like, no, this is photography meets social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is all of it wrapped into one model. And oh, by the way, I don't have to charge for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're capturing the, like, not only just the horses, but you're capturing the family memories in the barn.
Yeah.
And now you got these, when you walk through the barn and you've got these rapport with all these people where you're almost part of their family anyhow. Yeah. So you know when it's genuine and I'm going to get this quick. And
Well, and how many of those people back in the barn have never been in the ring to actually have their picture taken by the photographer?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and I might be putting my foot in my mouth on this, but I'm going to anyway. In Florida one year, during COVID, another photographer. Now, if I would have called to get in his ring, he would have had a cow.
Mm-hmm.
But he comes to get in my ring. And I didn't say anything. I did call and say something. But he comes in my ring and he takes pictures. The very last day when the sixes are lined up, he's out there handing business cards. To the drivers, you know, and I'm sitting there in my mind thinking, you know, I don't have to hand out a business card because everybody in this ring knows me
yeah.
and knows how to get a hold of me.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe you need to get that rapport that I have with them.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, well, and.
Well, you only need a business card when you don't have a network.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you've got, like, you have the social network that you need.
But
and
you
it's
built the
nice.
Relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You stayed in some of their houses, for God's sakes. I mean, it's just.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even think about this till just a little bit ago. The lady down there, she's got a cotton candy machine.
Okay.
And she's selling cotton candy. And she says, oh, you know what would be cool is to get a horse with the cotton candy. Well, I didn't even think about this. I said, okay, are you ready now? Let's go. And I walked down the aisle. Of course, I went to High Point first. And I'm like, hey, can we get a horse? And
you went
and
there because Freeman?
Freeman, yeah. I knew Freeman.
Oh, okay.
No, Freeman was at the airport.
I just want to get that straight.
Yeah, he was at the airport.
That's why
getting
she went
Katie.
There.
You know, no, he was getting Katie. And so we get out the horse. Well, the horse didn't really react. So we went on down to the next aisle.
Yeah.
But, you know, here, I don't even think about it. I just burst in now and say, hey, can we do
Let's
this?
Let's do this, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And most people will just agree with it.
Yeah.
Well, because we're kind of used to it. We're like, well, we don't know how this is going to play out, but I guess we'll go along
for
the ride.
Yeah. Well, last year at the Feathered Show, we've got a singer down there in the valley that I follow. He does line dancing. It's shocking. I like the line dance. And so he has these shirts, and so he does shirt sightings. So I thought, okay, nobody's going to have this one. So I got the Baines and I said, hey, I got this shirt on and I want to get on top of the six horse hitch and make look like I'm driving, right? And, you know, they think nothing of just having me climb up and do it.
Yeah.
You know, because they're used to me just.
Oh, they know your antics.
Yeah.
I've seen you crawl on the ground underneath the backside of a horse to try to take a picture.
Oh, yeah.
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 But of someone braiding a tail.
But I asked Kelly first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Know? No, I'm not saying you didn't, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, you've got some unique shots, but it's cool.
Yeah.
I got to ask you this. Is there one question or one picture that you've taken that like is just to you, like, this is the coolest picture I've taken?
Well, unfortunately that happens. I find them and I'm like, wow, that's really cool. And then I'll find another one. Cause that one of Kelly. Well, I don't know if you remember this, but Thomas, I think, was behind me taking a picture of me taking a picture of Kelly.
Her. Yeah.
Because it looked like I was not taking a picture of
Kelly.
The tail braiding. Yeah. But
you're going for more of an utter shot.
Yeah.
It looked like. Yeah.
But I like that one. I love the ones I've got when I'm laying down and they're driving the horses at
right
me.
Right at you.
I love those. One of the coolest shots is when we were in Wisconsin and the kids were doing their showmanship,
okay.
And I got the tunnel of horse, tunnel of feathers.
Oh, the decorating.
Oh, yes, the decorating class in the wash rack. Yeah. That one's beautiful.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I've got, like, I love the ones of them coming right at me, and you can almost see the evil eye looking at me, you know, and you kind of wonder what they're thinking.
Yeah.
You know, but then let's go back to Freeman and the water.
Yeah.
In Utah. Oh, when those horses went in the water.
When you that take a is beautiful. Into,
yeah.
That, so did they go to a lake there or what was it?
Yeah, it was Salt Lake.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they have to get like a permit to do that or just
okay. Yeah, you had to.
That's a cool thing though.
Yeah.
That was neat.
Yeah. Yeah, that was well, it's funny because I just got a brand new camera. And Freeman's like, now where are you gonna be? I'm like, out there in the lake.
Yeah.
And I said, you drive those horses at me.
Oh,
you
cool.
know, and then
and doesn't he have a picture now on like the side of his boat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
But it's for you. It's got to be crazy.
Yeah.
You pull into a show and you're seeing your pictures all over the sides of semi trailers.
Yeah,
and, I mean it's like a rolling billboard.
Yeah,
and it's got
your
artwork on.
Yeah, but if you notice, and I hate to say this, not one of them has my name on them.
No. Mm.
But and people are always after me. You need to put your name on stuff. I said, let me ask you this. If you're scrolling through Facebook and you stop and see a picture, you know it's mine.
Yeah.
So I don't need
but
to
I've
put
been
it
one
in.
Of those people saying you,
I know
need,
you,
to,
have.
You need to stamp it. You need to stamp it.
He's all about that art, you know, like claim your art.
Yeah.
Well, it's just you should get recognized because you do put a lot on social media and a lot of people just use it and don't pay for it.
Yeah.
You should at least get recognized that's your art.
Yeah. But I don't really care. I'm not doing it for that.
I know.
Not doing it for that.
That's what's so cool about
you. Yeah.
No, but I think one of the other really cool things when you talk about getting credit. So like Addie's used your pictures for like her proficiency mm-hmm. for FFA. And I remember sending you a message and just saying, hey, you know, like it's really important to them that we get, you know, give credit and different things. And you're like, absolutely. Here you go right away. Like, this is what you need. Like, it's just the instantaneous. I'm not even going to question it, but you can give me credit. I'll give you this. You just go with it. Yeah. Like just the fast response.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that I don't know if it's a flaw of mine, but it drives me crazy to have pictures on that camera and I'm not up. When I get done with a show,
oh yeah, no,
you've seen that.
Yeah,
you've seen that. I go straight in there, and I might come out after the sixes are done. You know, if I've got like a really good picture of Freeman or something, and then
she's tying it right. Yeah, I don't have a thing for him, but every
He's
other
not
word,
my favorite.
Yeah, but you know, I'd go to High Point. Yeah. Freeman.
But
yeah.
I will sit there and go out, and then just people are like, "Hey, hang around, whatever." And I'm like, okay. And then they'll say like, do you have the cart class up yet? Well, as soon as that's said, I'm done. I'm going, you know, it just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Even here, I've already had two batches of pictures I've uploaded from my phone, you know, taken from my camera to my phone and stuff, because it just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And when somebody sends me a message, it's funny because I have my phone on my bike and I have it on. And if somebody messaged me when I'm out of my bike, and once something, bike ride's done. Coming
you gotta
in.
Go get it.
Because it just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Now I feel guilty sending that message.
Yeah, too bad you can't tell if I'm on my bike
I know,
or not.
I'm like, oh man.
You just post on Facebook, biking.
Yeah,
biking.
Really.
Biking, you know. Off the bike.
Yeah. Well, you didn't see the post where I put about my blood pressure. I'm not posting when I'm on my bike anymore.
Yeah. It is crazy. Like even this last year at Georgia, I got on the airplane, and by the time I got to the airport, to the time I was getting on the plane, like the whole everything was up. And
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
No other photographer. Like usually it's a week, two weeks, maybe, and they'll get it up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no. But that's what, like people in this world, they want instant gratification.
Right.
They want to get the picture and they want to post it on social media themselves so that they can show their peers what they accomplished. And that's your business is. Like that helps your business a lot because people will buy it because it's up and I can take it and it's now and done.
Yeah.
And you get it to them. Like I've worked with other photographers where it might take you 4 weeks to 3 weeks to a month to get a picture from them and it's online. And that's frustrating because you're trying to get a picture for a customer that needs it now. They were already late on a deadline for an ad. Mm-hmm. But no, working with you, it's here it is, done.
Well, and that's why I like just give my password to people.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, like in with you, a lot of times I may not, you may look at a picture and you may want it different or you might want it, whereas I didn't even look at that picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone's got a different eye.
Yeah. So that, you know, he's got it.
Yeah.
He wants it. He's got it. You
well,
know,
like
perfect.
Christian Michelle, for example, like they called me, the ad was already due. They're like, can you do an ad? And I said, yeah, did you buy a disc? And they said, yeah, I think we bought a disc from Michelle. I said, okay, well, then I'll just go on there and I can pull pictures from it. But
you also know that you can do it anyway.
I know that, but I want to make sure, like, I don't want to.
I know.
Because otherwise it's like, if they didn't, then I'm gonna bill them and then I'm going to send you a check because I don't want to feel like I'm just, you know, not, like, it's an awkward deal. You should get, if I'm going to download it off their site for their use in an ad, like, it needs to be paid for.
Yeah, I know, but I also know you're doing it for an ad for people who promote.
Yeah.
You know, now if it was for their own benefit, then that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
But for promoting, you know, I'm terrible. I know I'm bad. I would never.
No, you're amazing, but I don't want people to take advantage of that.
Yeah. I think that's why I can't sell stuff very well. Is because I'm terrible. I'm not a salesman. You know, I'm not good at that part.
But you know what? If you're getting enjoyment out of it, and you can, you know, you can afford to live life and go on all these trips. Every time I talk to you, it's like, oh, we're gonna go here. We're gonna go here. So where's next? What's the next trip you guys are going on?
Europe. We're going to the Norwegian Fjords in July.
Ooh.
And I just booked our Alaska cruise, 17-day cruise next year in July.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this all kicked off after your health issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, we're going to live.
wants me to go to all these places.
Yeah.
Kill me off quicker.
It should be relaxing for me. Shit.
Well, aren't you excited to go to all these places?
I don't want to be gone as long as she does.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's 17 days.
A couple of weeks is good for me.
That's 10 days.
Yeah.
You're like 7 days too many.
Yeah. Well, Australia was really, it was almost too long.
How long were you there for?
28 days. Well, it was 28 days, but when you subtract and minus, I think it was like 26.
Holy
shit. That was a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. That was a long time.
Yeah.
Think about it. That's like 16 days longer than he wanted to
be gone. Yeah, I know. But then think about me. Then I get on a plane and go straight to Florida. Because I hadn't even gone home.
Yeah, but we're not thinking about him or you right now. We're thinking about him.
Poor Bruce.
Yeah, you like to travel.
Yeah.
Well, last year.
You booked those trips. Yeah. He just had to get on the plane and go.
Well, last year, when we did that trip around out west, it ended up being 8,500 miles, 30 days in the car. And we didn't get in a fight until we were like 4 hours from home. So that was pretty good.
You know? That's really good.
It's always that last bit. Yeah. You're like, stretch. I'm done.
Yeah.
We can fight now because we'll be out of the car in 4 hours.
Yeah, and that was with a dog, too. So
poor dog, huh?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite place you've been?
New Zealand, probably.
What about you, Bruce? Home?
Home.
Golf course?
The golf course.
Yeah.
The home golf course.
I think maybe Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Okay. That's cool. A distance.
Probably Maui.
Okay.
Hawaii.
Were you in Hawaii for more than 10 days?
Yes.
We were there for 18 days or
so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He even broke his own rule.
Yeah.
Hawaii must be good.
Well, but that was really back. Good. That was back when he was working.
Now. Oh, so he wanted the 18 days off.
Yeah. Yeah. So now this is when we get home, like if we've been gone, he's counted the days that he's been off the golf course. But
I'll get back early enough, I can go.
Yeah, some of his own fault. Like when we were out at, Clydesdale Outpost.
Yep.
There was like 1 mile away was a golf course, and I had said to him, "Why don't you bring your clubs?"
Yeah.
You know, and he didn't want to. So some of it's his own fault.
You do realize that golf clubs travel too. You can check them just like luggage.
Yeah.
She fills we were the driving car with camera stuff.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Right now, I have 3 boxes of books.
Yeah.
Oh.
Taking up the back.
Yeah. You need Kale to pack your car. You should see what he can pack.
You should have saw the amount of shit I hauled.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
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 But we're kind of staring at it right now.
Yeah.
But I was really glad because I didn't have anyone else in the car. So it's just me. There's no room for anybody. Worked out kind of perfect.
Well, we met his family, and I'm like, well, you're going to have to drive your own car to the restaurant because we're packed.
Yeah. So aside from the Victoria deal, what's been your coolest moment? Was it when you won an award you won from the Classic Series?
Yeah.
I don't know if it might have been actually cooler the first year when Bob won the Impact Award.
Yeah.
Because Lisa told me that I was in the running.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Why would I have been in the running? You know, because to me...
It's for everything we just talked about.
Yeah, but to me...
You're just having fun.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't see what you guys see.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, truth be told, I don't see that I'm a good photographer.
Well, everyone's the most critical. Like, I'm not going to say I'm the best person at showing a line horse by any means. No, I'm the most critical of myself.
Yeah.
God, I could have done that better. I should have done this better.
Yeah.
So that's what makes you... better as a person because you're never thinking, oh my God, I'm amazing, you know?
Yeah.
So otherwise I'd be wearing this hat.
Yeah, right. Well, so. But it's kind of funny because then the next year I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
And Freeman sent me a screenshot of the names, right?
Uh-huh.
And he had mine checked, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, crap, I forgot all about that.
And you were with some pretty big company in that award. Yeah.
Yeah. Pam Minnick.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, well, I'm not worrying about it. Well, then Laura called me and she said, did you want Bruce to come to the finals with you? And I'm like, oh, he doesn't need to go.
Yeah.
And he's kind of a pain when he goes because he wasn't gonna sleep in the the bunker where I sleep.
This is why I won't get married. Calling him a pain. Yeah.
I feel
but
like
it's honesty.
I feel like if you say it though, Kale, it's a little harsher than the way she just said
probably.
It.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I knew he wouldn't want to sleep in the bunker.
Yeah.
And to me, that's the best place to sleep because I can go out, do my tours.
So you sleep in the room right at the Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can edit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah. You got
and
your
I knew
space
he
right
wasn't going to want to do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, when Laura said that, I'm sitting there thinking,
That's strange. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So first thing I do is call Lisa. Hey, do you know who won that? She's like, no, I don't know. Well, she did not know. She was lying to me. But it's funny because when we were getting the award, there was another award first that they gave me that was for, you know, being with them so long. There were others.
So
got
many
it.
Years, yeah.
So I'd kind of forgot about it. And so when, and see, it's funny. I've gotten over a lot of my shyness, but I still have it.
Yeah.
So when I'm sitting there and they start talking about me and I go to stand up, I'm like looking at this table thinking, can I just dive under there? You know, I'm not even thinking about anything else. I'm thinking about, I need to get out of this room now.
Yeah.
And I saw a video. Bradley had videoed me. And I'm like, I'm bobbling when I'm walking up to it. And I'm like, I'm bobbling. Look at me. But I think in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, my God. I've got to stand in front of all these people and have people talking about me.
Yeah.
That's like my biggest fear.
Yeah.
Like walking into a room and people saying, hey, Michelle. And I'm like, oh, who just yelled at me? You know?
Yeah. Unless you know everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. No, different. No, that's still, but it's just like, and I always tell the announcers, don't announce my name.
Yeah.
Because I don't like
public recognition is not for everyone.
No, and it scares the living daylights.
I mean, some people crave it.
Yeah.
I don't crave it. Actually, in big groups of people, I'm really uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Like, even my parents will host Christmas, and it's 120 people at Christmas time in in my parents' house. And, oh, my God, it's just like...
Yeah, yeah. I have a rough time with that. And,
yeah.
Well, and it's like, that's one of the reasons I like to get, like, to the banquet. You know, like, I will get there early. You know, it's not to get a seat. It's because I don't want to walk into the room.
When it's full. Yeah.
And now when my camera's strapped to me, I'm better.
Yeah. You're there for a job.
Yeah.
And you can almost hide behind that lens where this is. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then they're the ones that are uncomfortable because you're.
Right. Yeah. But then as long as I'm not recognized, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll have them announce you tomorrow.
No.
Yeah. I was going to say, I got it on my list.
Yeah.
Are you the announcer there?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Crap.
Yeah,
well,
this is going to go good.
Me and a microphone. Go for it.
Look who's craving it now.
Yeah, really.
No, I like the behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like the Wizard of Oz.
But it's to me, that was so cool to see you recognized in front of your peers.
Yeah.
Or the people that you've grown to be family to. That was cool. And I knew it would, like, to some people, it wouldn't mean, like, it meant, you could tell it meant, I wasn't even there, but I saw the pictures in the video, and you could tell it meant something, and that's really cool, because you've meant a lot to this whole industry by taking the candids and getting the little shots and being a part of their family and almost a part of their crew, and even it's just come over and, you know, crack a light joke or say something kind of awkward to them, that sometimes that's what you need. Like, if you come over and I'm nervous as crap at a show and you pop a little joke and it's like, all right, you get out of that, that tension. It breaks
head.
That tension. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what's so cool. It's because it's about a family. And
But think about, like, I was just watching the kids run and I'm like, you know how many family albums we probably have?
Of your pictures?
Kids because of your pictures?
Yeah.
And how we could go back and watch them all grow up, because we're all so busy that we don't take a moment to capture the moment.
Yeah.
So I think that's the impactful thing, is that you're filling the gap that we can't do.
Yeah.
And that's what's really kind of created that catalyst of kind of us accepting you. Like, you're just like that aunt that comes in and takes all the pictures and makes sure everything's going fine. And we're like, now we can do what we do best.
Yeah.
Well, and another thing that I do that other photographers don't do, my pictures never come off my website.
No.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Some people are okay, the pictures are coming down.
Yeah, like you have a year.
Yeah.
And then,
gone. So you can go back and look.
I have, because I've looked for weird pictures for like a social media post or something. And it's like you can go back to your early early works.
Yeah.
So that's how we're going to find the cream-colored suit.
Yeah. Yeah. But now one thing, it's kind of funny because years ago then well, you were actually the one that changed this too. I used to not be as fast at getting stuff up because I would go edit every picture. Yeah. And Kale says, Michelle, how many of those do you actually sell? I'm like, well, not very many. So he's like, don't waste your time with it.
Yep. If they ask for an edit, do the edit after.
Yep. So I go and immediately put up everything, and I put up the candids too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that way if I'm gone somewhere, all I have to do is go onto my website and find it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice to go back and look back at all those. And I did a thing for, I didn't tell him this, but I shot the classic series the whole time it was in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And then with Bob and Laura and Josh. And then I did the year that COVID hit, I went out and shot with Brian for the show Ross had.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And Josh called me and he's like, you know, we really like that. That was a lot of coverage. So we want to do that for the finals. He says, so what do you want to do? Do you want to be in the ring or do you want to do candidates? And I'm like, well, Josh, that's pretty stupid.
Because there's no pressure in candidates. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and you know, I excel at candidates.
Yeah.
Candidates. And I have to say this, I'm not bragging, but nobody can touch me with candidates. No. They cannot. And so it's like, let Brian do the ring. Brian's better than me in the ring. And I can, let me do the candids.
Yeah.
And it's worked great.
Yeah.
It's worked great. And so anyway, I went back of the whole time that I'd been taking the stuff, and I made a book for the series, you know.
Just for this classic series.
Yeah. For Laura and Josh.
And Bob.
Well, I did it for Laura and Josh, and then they said, can you make one of these for Bob, too? And it was really cool because I had all these old pictures and I had to be careful not to post anything, which you know how hard that is for me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't post anything because I didn't want Laura to figure out what I was doing.
Yeah.
You know, but that was so cool. And then, you know, she had called me after that and just bawling.
Cause
it's like, that was so cool. But I've got, you know, you look at, like you said, back to the kids, I've got so much of the kids.
Up. Yeah. It is neat. Speaking of books, you've done two books for your own pictures. Is there a third in works?
Not yet.
But you're gonna
maybe. Yeah. Well, I kind of have to because the first one had a Clyde, second one had a Belgian, so I kind of got to do something. Maybe that will be my ending is the Percheron. You know, because I'm
well,
not.
What about the Shire?
That's just like a Clyde.
Yeah, it's a Clyde. About that. I can't tell.
That was such dead silence.
Jimmy, like, one of the coolest Persian headshots you took is of Hussey's horse at the finals. I
think
a dapple gray horse.
Oh, yes. Against a black. Oh, God. Yeah.
I used that picture for a social media post.
I just saw that,
But that is so, that picture is so freaking cool. And the horse's eye looks so sweet. That's a wicked shot.
Yeah.
But some of the shots you got up at Ames, too, this last year when you went up there.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
The one throwing the shoe, in action. I know they probably wanted that one taken down, but it was incredible.
I couldn't believe, first of all, that Travis agreed to it.
Oh, to let him out.
Yeah. And I'm like, do you know a good farrier? Of course, he had to laugh at that. But that when that horse went up the first time, I was, screaming bloody murder. Yeah. Because I thrive on that.
Oh, yeah. You know, the colors of the trees behind the black horse. It was wicked to go through those shots. Yeah. It was so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so. That was cool. And, you know, I've had such experience, you know, in so many things that, well, like, let's go back to Ross when he, you know, the first year.
Won the classic series. Yeah.
Okay. A funny story that I just told earlier today. Okay, I didn't know any of those guys. You know, I'm scared to death of everybody. I don't come and talk to them. And I'm walking around the corner, and there's Ross. And he's like, hey, how do I go about getting those pictures? And I'm like, which brother are you? I mean, I didn't even know it was Ross.
Yeah.
You know? And then come to find out, Josh asked me to go up to the Royal with him, and I was going to fly in and meet at Ross's. So here's this guy I didn't even know. You know, and I ended up, instead of staying at the hotel, I'm like, well, I can just sleep on this couch down here in the basement.
Yeah.
But we went And we had the horses out, and they put the blankets on, and we went up that hill, and it was like the perfect shot.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried to repeat it. You can't repeat it.
No.
And, you know, it's just stuff like that that just happens.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard to plan good shots because a lot of times they just happen.
Yeah.
You know? Have to be in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And you never know when it's going to happen.
That's why your candids are
on par.
It's, you are just, usually you just slip in and take a shot and you walk away and you don't even notice you're there.
Yeah.
Unless you come up and harass somebody and kind of joke around a little bit. But we always appreciate that too.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Depends. Depends on how I'm harassing you.
Oh, well, I might punch back a little bit, but I always enjoy the
flipping badgering. Me off. And,
well,
Yeah.
But.
So you're probably your favorite shot that I've taken of you is when you're flipping me off when you're looking through the legs of a horse, right?
I don't know if I saw that one.
Yeah, you did, because Michelle's got it hanging in her house.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Yeah, she ordered me a copy and sent it to me.
Really?
She must have got the picture from you. She had it printed on a canvas, and it's literally when you walk into my house from the garage, that's what I got hanging there, because I think it sets the tone.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Of your house.
Yeah. Yeah. You are very welcome.
Welcome.
Here.
But it's right in the entryway of Michelle's house, too. Like, you walk in their garage door, and it's right there.
Yeah.
It's me flicking you off. Yeah, that's right. That is a good shot.
Yeah.
That is a good shot.
Yeah. Aren't those the shots that gained all the controversy, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well,
oh,
I'm just a controversial person.
Yeah.
I don't give a crap. Well, I
was more worried about the controversy you gave her than
you had her back for things.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I had people message me.
Yeah, I know. I've seen some of the posts where it's like, seriously. Calm down.
Yeah, it's like...
It's your social media. You can post
it. Well, I think the other thing is just keep scrolling.
Yeah,
You don't have to stop.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I have to... That's something that I have to monitor. It's not so bad with the Clyde breed, but, like the Percherons and stuff, you have to watch what you post. Or a lot of times I will post, if you make derogatory comments on the horse, you will be deleted.
Yeah.
And I've got a delete list like you wouldn't believe on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because people are crazy.
But you've got like over 10,000 or 20,000 followers on it. So
A
couple hundred in a block thing.
Well, you know, and the thing is, I won't. Well, remember the one you were involved in this one too.
I'm seeing a common denominator in all her problems.
You see, Freeman's up here.
Yeah, and Gail's the problem. Here.
Got it. Now we've established it now.
You remember it was Hunter at Indiana.
Yeah.
And the horse had turned around, and Cale's got his hands on his hips. And I made a comment like, Cale, is that the best you got or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, some guy, and this is where people have my back, he cropped the front,
shoeing picture.
Yeah, he cropped the front end of the horse's shoes and then all over social media posts the shoeing issue.
Yeah.
And
it was funny because it was one person that Chip Lawrence used to work for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I contact him, and I'm like, excuse me, but this is like one of the best farriers in the industry, and you're cutting him down. Yeah. And it's, if I recall, he used to shoe for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're cutting him down. And I said, you've now ruined this picture for me.
Yeah.
Because it's a funny picture, and you've taken it all out of context.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that makes me mad.
Yeah. But you just do the right thing. Like you said, you delete them off there, and you move along. It's your social media, and you got to be happy with it. And it's not generating you money on social media.
No.
It should for you to show. Yeah. Like, that's why I wanted you to do the national, because you've got this huge following.
Yeah.
And you can bring tons of promotion to a show. But,
no,
if it's not bringing you joy and light, then get rid of them, because that's your space to post your stuff that you really enjoy. And
well, I had this one picture. It's funny because yes, I've got a lot of followers, but sometimes these followers now I'm not as happy with.
Yeah,
because when we went to Victoria's show, this one picture is Briley is holding onto the horse's leg.
Yeah,
and everybody, God, that's so cool. And for years it was fine.
And then now it's a safety
issue. Yeah. And all of a sudden now people, the last time I posted it, people were just ragging on it.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like,
it's just like a big city though. Big city has a different feeling, and you get more controversy. So it's just, the more you grow, The more you're going to get positive and negative.
Yeah. But. And that's why, like, he didn't understand. He's like, you spend all your time on Facebook. Well, sometimes you have to.
Kind of your life now.
Yeah. You have to. You have to. You're either blocking the scammers or stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's where I've got a lot of people that watch. If somebody does take my photo and messes with it, you know, they let me know.
Yeah. Well, this has been cool. We gotta wrap it up. I gotta go to an Education Foundation meeting, but I do want to say once again, thank you for all you've done for this association and for the Clydesdale Horse, because I think you've brought a lot of light and attention in a positive, and I've helped you with the negative part of it. But I do really want to thank both of you, because for you allowing her to, even if you enjoy it sometimes, to get some space, free space to go to the golf course. But for both of you, you've made a huge impact on the Clydesdale breed, so I do want to thank you for that. Thank you for your time.
I was going to make sure that you gave him kudos, because I'm like, he's like the unsung hero here.
Yeah.
Well, and you know,
it's not easy. She's a social media star.
Yeah.
But think about
influencer.
Influencer. Oh,
yeah.
There we go.
That's what you got to say, Bruce. I'm married to an influencer.
Think about this, though. Not many spouses let their wives run around.
No.
No.
You know, like I do.
Well, pursue your dreams.
Yeah.
And live your passion.
Yeah. And I mean, I come home and tell him, like, when I go out west, I sleep in a trailer with guys.
Yeah.
You know? Or like, I just...
With Freeman too, or?
No, Freeman's not in that one. Okay. But you know, it's like, he just lets me do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you guys obviously have a trust where it's like, you know each other so well and you trust each other and it's going to be okay. And I know she's been more worried traveling more late since your health experience, but that's why you're living and you're going to go on these trips and make these memories together. And
do you know what the first thing he said to me? When I got back, he's in the hospital, and I get there, and the first thing he said to me was, I'm sorry for taking you away from horse shows. The first thing he said to me after his heart attack.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's not what you were thinking.
No, no, it's not.
No.
No.
Well, you found a good one then.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. As much as I rag on him, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Well, thanks again, guys. This has been awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.